Chapter 44. Committees. Ministers should avoid long committee meetings. A minister cannot keep in the best spiritual frame of mind while he is called upon to settle little difficulties in the various churches. This is not his appointed work. God desires to use every faculty of his chosen messengers. Their mind should not be wearied by long committee meetings at night, for God wants all their brain power to be used in proclaiming the gospel as it is in Christ Jesus. Those who do not attend committee meetings tend to be critical later of how things are done. They say, "Oh, it is only a business meeting." But all who have the mental capacity ought to be anxious and determined to understand how the business matters are managed. Some who have given up the faith have made very false statements in relation to the workings of the cause and the management of its business. Had these attended the business meetings and listened attentively to the proceedings, they would have understood how the work was conducted in all its branches and could have borne testimony to the strict integrity that characterizes every department. The enemy could not then have urged in the insinuation that there were things kept back that the people were not permitted to know. Those who take no interest in the business meetings generally have no real interest in the cause of God, and these are the ones who are tempted to believe that the management of our various enterprises is not just what it should be. Principles informing. The same persons should not serve for years on the same boards and committees. Piety is needed. Less self-confidence and far more humility must be seen. The work of God has come to be looked upon as a common thing. It would have been much better to have changed the men on boards and committees than to have retained the very same men for years until they supposed that their propositions were to be adopted without a question. And generally, no voice has been lifted in an opposite direction. Committees should not be made up of those who have no spirit of self-denial. When our brethren keep on the board, men whose hearts are as hard as stone, men who have not hearts of flesh, what can you expect? How can these men know what those sacrificed in the building up of the work? They have no spirit of sacrifice themselves, and how can they understand the experience of those who dressed cheaply and who denied self, who placed themselves in any position that the cause of God might prosper? They know nothing of this. It is Greek to them. Principles of conducting. The committee meeting should be just as much under the dictation of the Spirit as the prayer meeting. I wish to say to you that the business which may be carried on at this meeting is just as much a part of the service of God as is prayer. The business meeting is to be just as much under the dictation of the Spirit as the prayer meeting. There is danger of our getting a sentimental, impulsive religion. Let the business transacted at this meeting stand forth in such sacredness that the heavenly host can approve of it. We are to guard most sacredly the business lines of our work. Every line of business carried on here is to be in accordance with the principles of heaven. When God's presence is recognized in committee meetings, it will safeguard against imprudent speeches and domineering attitudes. Let God be recognized as the supreme ruler of his heritage. Let every man place himself under his control. Let him be recognized in all our assemblies, in every business meeting, every council, every committee. He sees all that is done and hears all that is said. Thou, God, seest me. Let these words be kept ever in mind. They will be a safeguard against imprudent, passionate speeches, against all desire to domineer. They will repress words that should never be spoken, and resolutions that men have no right to make, resolutions that restrict the liberty of human beings.
Satan attends every committee meeting, trying to impress minds to make objections that will delay the work. The very thing that the Lord had impressed upon the minds of his servants that ought to be done has not been done at the right time because these men advanced their own ideas under the suggestions the devil had put in their minds to hinder the work of God and to disgust those who would see the work of God move. There have been suggestions made by themselves which have carried, which God never put into their minds. Satan attends every board meeting, every business meeting, every committee meeting, and if he can impress anyone's mind to make objections or to throw in suggestions that will delay the work hours and weary out those who are called upon to attend these meetings, he is wonderfully pleased. He has had his way in the matter, and the business which should be pushed through with dispatch, yet in an intelligent manner, is made tedious and to drag along because of the human, unsanctified elements in the character of some who are placed in responsible positions, who do not have knowledge when to speak and when to keep silent. Only the church, not the board, disciplines members. And if he shall neglect to hear them, what then shall be done? Shall a few persons in a board meeting take upon themselves the responsibility of disfellowshipping the erring one? If he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. Let the church take action in regard to its members.